All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to IMHO, the podcast, coming to you exclusively on Patreon. I'm Alexis P. Bebbles, and I'm joined with, of course, the one and only Auntie Chan.
Hello, how are y'all doing today?
I love that you look down into your microphone.
Hello, audience. You live in my chest.
And, of course, it's Miss Darby Lynn Cartwright.
Thank you so much for having me in my own home. I didn't know that we had chosen a title. IMHO, the podcast.
It's a working title. It's a working title.
Yes, of course.
This is the first ever attempt. It's exclusively for Patreon.
Patreon points. Patreon proclamations.
For the messy queens, for the shady ladies and...
And the Diamond Diva. Wait, those are our tiers.
Yeah. I mean, the Diamond Divas, that's another tier.
That's the ultra exclusive. That's $50 a month. That means you can stay in live in my house with me. Yes.
Well, it actually means that you get exactly what the messy queens get, and we will just continue to promise you things. But you're such a good person, you're a diamond, and you won't bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay, we just got done watching Extra, brought to you by Chloe Coulet and Queer Pride.
Yeah.
And we have had some drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we cannot be held accountable for anything we say, but we are going to be discussing the new Las Vegas Drag Review. What is it called?
I'm glad you asked. The Real World
RuPaul's
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Derek Barry is on it for some reason.
Drag
part one.
Review. Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. Back at the Twin Towers. Or Two Towers.
Wait. No.
On the anniversary.
On the anniversary. You say anniversary like they celebrate it.
It's not the anniversary yet. We have a couple hours.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you're clear. If you said that in 2 hours, you would be canceled.
Canceled.
Oh.
Canceled. But now you're just canceled.
Okay. Ooh, good name for the alt. Yeah. I'll write it down.
Do you have an alt?
I do.
Or sometimes they call it a spam.
Do you?
You've an alt?
Yeah, it's called canceled Chan.
It stresses me out to have one because that's so much extra work.
It's just something that if you really want to do something that you don't want a lot of people to see. Or hear.
Or follow. When you want to follow lots of porn stars.
That's exactly what it is. It's really just your porn account.
I do have an alt because I don't want people to see what I do. It's Darby Adams. I'm part of the Adams family. And I because I don't want anybody to see it. And so I know they wouldn't. That's a Chicago deep dive. That's a Chicago deep dive.
Our gorgeous engineer, we're going to call them V texted me, I'm here, and I said, you're at Darby's, right? And they said, yeah, I'm at, and then it autocorrected to Arby's.
Honestly, I do have some curly fries, but...
And some beefy...
And the Angus beefs.
I've got a lot of Angus beefs.
Angus beef friends.
I actually am going to the doctor for my Angus beef problems.
Well, what happens in Angus? Listen...
Stays in my beef.
Did you say beef curtains?
Yeah, don't they? Doesn't Arby's shredded beef look like
beef curtains?
Don't act like you are completely new to Arby's.
I love Alexis. Arby's. I'm saying they look plentiful and ruffly. They look like if there were actual beef curtains.
Okay, keep going.
I'm not talking about vaginas. I'm talking about if there were actual curtains. That's what they would look like. Arby's shaved meats.
You remember when you lived in that apartment, Chan, where those curtains were made of beef? You remember those?
Got those from Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
Or Pier 1. I don't remember.
Did you have a coupon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're talking about Vegas. I want to know, have y'all ever been to Vegas? Anybody?
No.
No. But I've been to Lake Charles, and I think that's as close to the experience I'll ever get.
I've been to Tunica, Mississippi.
Tunica?
Yeah, it's where they have all the casinos. It's like the Las Vegas of Mississippi. So it's like Las Vegas, but like... A little more racist, a little more Jesus.
I'm so sad you didn't go with Tunica Lynn Cartwright.
Not too late.
Tunica Lynn.
I'll wait till Darby becomes problematic and then Tunica's it. That's the goal. Tunica.
You know Lake Charles, right?
Yeah.
They've got the Harris, they've got the L'Auberge du Lac, the Isle of Capri. These are casinos.
Remember, yeah, that's what Tunica is. You just put a bunch of them together.
Is that fun?
It was fun, but then COVID destroyed casinos or the economy of casinos, and then
Casinos were so healthy before COVID.
Yes. Yes.
There was a casino in the Gulf of, like, in, like, Gulfport, Mississippi, that had an attached showboat. Mm. And you could only smoke on the showboat, but the showboat was very much attached to the casino with a lot of open hallways. So it always smelled like cigarette smoke. I didn't gamble there because I wasn't old enough, but I was in a show choir that was performing nearby because that's my heritage. Mm-hmm. Show choirs and cigarettes.
We have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Las Vegas a couple times when I was younger because I did Taekwondo. And sure. they had the world championships there.
Why did you go?
I was in Taekwondo.
No, but why'd you go to the world champions? To watch?
Well, there's like, you can just, if you pay, you can go to any tournament. And then if you
that's how tournaments work.
If you like earn your way, I don't know.
Who did you pay? Someone standing outside the casino?
Tunica.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of people standing outside of casinos, let's meet the squirrels. There are 6 main cast members on this new show.
Wait, we're talking about all 3, right? All 3, not cast members, all 3 episodes.
Yeah,
right?
We're just going to go over the high points.
Right.
Yeah,
because this is a dump. This is the first 3 episodes.
Well, thank you. Welcome to my home.
This is a dump.
Thank you. Hi.
We watched all these today. All of us?
No, we've been watching it as it's live.
I've been processing it over the past
couple
weeks.
No, we did. We watched them all today.
Yeah. There's 6 queens chosen to do the prestigious live RuPaul's review at the the Flamingo?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So the first queen we meet is Miss Vanjie. And her story, it seems throughout the season, is going to be she's looking for love. I feel like that's what they're setting up. Ugh. But we do get a cameo from Miss Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
True.
Okay, can I say this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, true. I was asking you, actually. No, but Silky lives above Vanjie.
Right.
Which is a hilarious, like, I'd watch that sitcom.
Silky is Vanjie's landlord. That's crazy to me.
But the thing, like, that I thought was so funny is that Silky came down with a joke. She came down with crystal head vodka in her head wrap. And she unwrapped it,
okay,
and then
wait.
She presented the crystal head vodka.
But did you notice, like, the
no
spout?
Vodka.
That was, like, a sip.
But there was literally a spout from it, like,
from
a bar.
It was from a bar.
Because she had finished it at home. She'd taken it clearly from a bar after she had... you can't see this, podcast listeners, but I'm doing quotes. As she had performed, she took that home because she was like, look, I brought something for you. And I was like, you brought her an empty skull?
I gotta be honest, I relate to that heavily.
Drink.
It's regifting.
Mm-hmm.
She got all the joy and use that she could get out of it, so she passed it along to someone
else.
Here,
you throw it away. That's what I'm getting from it.
She took it down the stairs.
Yes.
Listen, I know Silky gets a bad rap, but it was fun to see her. She's always been very nice to me.
That's the thing that I think, I hope that if you could take one thing away from IMHO, as much as we like rag on people during their season, we are glad that they're part of the universe. Like, we're so glad that Silky's a character in the Drag Race tapestry. We're so glad that one other person who was on this show, perhaps we're not thrilled that we have to see her so much on the show, but we're glad that she's a part of the tapestry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
RuPaul, see what's
She's listening.
Oh my goodness. All right. Next we meet Miss Asia, who I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
And it seems like her big motif is she's engaged. Did y'all know that?
No.
No, I had no idea.
Engaged to someone in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And their thing is they have to be apart because he's in school.
She's got to plan a wedding. How am I going to plan a wedding when I have to do this Vegas review?
Girl, you're planning a wedding.
Well... No, because of COVID and my general just disinterest in the event, we're not planning right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to get married next October.
You're in the discovery phase.
We're in the discovery phase.
You're in the discovery phase.
Yeah, so we've got like a year and a month, 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask Asia if she made any headway and I'll just kind of do whatever she did.
My friend is having a Zoom wedding, a wedding over Zoom, so, you know.
With all the kids from the cast of Zoom?
Yeah.
Come on and wed.
I'm Zoe. She catches the boat.
You ever married?
And then they make a volcano.
Yeah, I like that.
Love it. Speaking of volcanoes, we have Miss Cameron Michaels.
Why are we quiet? Wait.
Well,
she was kind of quiet in her season. And,
she was.
And she's so far pretty quiet. She's in a long distance relationship with a guy she met at New York Drag Con, where we were last year. That could have been us.
I don't care. I really don't care for the storyline.
And you know why? It's because it's hard to, as an extremely muscular, attractive man myself, I get it. Like, it's hard to root for someone who is so successful and so attractive when they're like, love is sometimes really hard. Mm-hmm. Is it hard mm-hmm. for you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who's next? Look at your
list. All right. Well, I'm going to go on to Miss Evie Oddly, who I'm so excited to see on the screen again.
I love her.
I kind of forgot. And this was kind of freshly after her win. Or maybe mm-hmm. after her...
Rain. Right here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we have Miss Naomi Smalls.
Ooh.
Who is the diva and the star
episode
already.
Episode one, when she literally, the first time we see her, they're trying to open the door to the theater to see the theater for the first time. And she approaches the door that is not the correct door. And it's like a moment, everyone's laughing. But I'm just looking at this beautiful, tall, gorgeous model reaching for a door, and I was so blown away by that. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. they're like, oh my god, we can't open the right door, this creamy.
No, a door's not in this.
I'm sorry, Patreon. Alexis is being removed from this podcast.
Well, okay, but last but not least, it's the reason you're here, Darby. It's Miss Derek Berry.
Yeah.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I appreciate the character, the...
It's the forehead for me.
I'm glad I'm wearing
it's a five head
tonight.
For her.
I didn't go that far.
Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah, this first episode is very much like getting to know you. Who are all the main players? And then it's... Rue's coming.
Right.
It's what, 11, 13 days until the show starts. Your show, people, you know. Mm. You know, it doesn't really ever come together until the last minute.
Yeah. Well, what struck me was like, it read very like, okay, you have to be upset. You have to be concerned. You have to be worried. Because like, these girls, they travel the world with these shows. Like, all they do is do exactly this. Mm-hmm. And now they just have to do the same show over and over in one spot. Mm-hmm. And like, Rue is a part of this as much as Rue is a part of anything. She
right.
pays for it. She fracks it. She leaves. Like, she doesn't...
Sets up the rig and disappears.
Right. So like, do I think that Cameron's like super concerned that Rue is going to read her and like take her out of the show? No. Mm-mm. Did I buy that? No. I was also watching it in two times. Like, I fast forwarded it. So it was a lot. But, and even when they get to the notes, when Rue sees it and they get to the notes, it's overdubbed. Mm. They're showing the girls react. And then we hear like Rue kind of narrating it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Cameron, clean up those steps. Naomi, you were late once.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Making it more dramatic than it needs to be. And I think this is also, since they've been picked up by VH1, and VH1 is like notorious for making like reality TV drama, mm-hmm. they've definitely amped up the
boss is in town. We got to get it right mm-hmm. or else the boss is going to, yeah.
I wish
these
someone
reality
had shit
TV
on the
show
stairs.
Narratives. Ooh.
Like in Flavor of Love when that girl shit on the stairs as she was going up. I think that would have taken it to the VH1 level. Do you remember that?
Yeah. No.
I need to watch. We'll
during Flavor of Love, one of the contestants after the like rose ceremony, she ran upstairs to poop and she didn't make it. And so as she was running up the stairs, she just shit on the stairs and kept running.
Can you send that clip to me?
Yeah.
Oh, is that
I
fun?
Was hoping that would happen when Rue showed up. I don't think I'll just shit
there
on the
poop
stage.
That just like goes down the stairs like a slinky.
Yeah.
Like, ding,
ding, ding. That's the VH1. Now that I would pay extra for that. I would pay at least what I paid for this. So $0.
Two times that.
Yes, I would.
Well, so Rue's kind of the A story. And then we get into the B story, which for me is my favorite. this Nebraska versus Naomi situation. They get right in there with this drama.
Did you not think it was odd, though, that the drama between them took place at a party that they filmed, and then they only referred to the drama in past tense?
Well, you know, they do that on Housewives.
But not if it's the biggest drama. If it's going to be the drama for two full episodes.
Yeah.
And they were there.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
It was
all in retrospect. All...
Like, the scene never actually happened.
Yeah, they turned down the saturation. They turned down the brightness to be like, look, this happened last night.
Right. I mean,
your cameras were there. I'm seeing your footage.
Why is this a flashback? We didn't even get experience.
Yeah. Maybe they filmed it out of order.
Maybe it's leading up to that moment.
No, because it goes back and Cameron's having her moment where she's talking to her long-distance boyfriend, because it's hard to date when you're white and muscular and attractive.
Hello, representation
matters. And she's like, I can't believe they fought. And then her boyfriend in New York is like, really? Tell me more. And then they do a flashback.
That's true.
Your cameras were there.
I did think the inner theater nerd in me got so uncomfortable when they brought it up to Rue. On the stage. When Naomi offered it up and then Derek kind of started digging her hole.
So the first episode we get a little tease, and the second episode they do that, and then Rue becomes a part of that, which was so funny to me because all it took was Rue becoming a part of it for suddenly Naomi and Derek to clear it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whatever relationship you have with RuPaul is not the relationship we have with RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
If I brought RuPaul into an issue I was having with someone, how in the world would she make it better instantly?
Well, there would have to be cameras on, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And the person I had an issue with couldn't be trans. Otherwise, Ru wouldn't have done it.
Unless you could put an oil rig on it. Then we're talking.
You seem real gassy. Come here, let me solve your problem.
Oh my God. I love it. Well, so this is when we get kind of Derek's introduction of his thruppleness. He's got two boyfriends. Has anyone here ever been in a thruple?
In a thruple?
No.
Would that...
I mean, I've tried to home wreck before, but no.
Home wreck? Oh, like no. You try
me
to date.
So
like,
me
hey,
and Curtis.
Hey, us, yeah.
Yeah, me and Curtis.
You've tried to guest star?
Huh?
Were you trying to guest star or like
guest,
a home rep?
Just like a quick feature.
Oh, a cameo.
Yeah, a cameo.
Fabulous.
Yeah, called it three-way back in the early 90s.
When the phone connects and then you can help. Right?
It was a classified ad. I had a red marker. It was... I had a couple in my early 20s. I had a couples that I was their go-to three-way. But one of them actually, they were, how would you define them? Toxic masculinity, dude bro, awful people. I started drag after I was like their go-to fuck buddy for a long time. And I did drag for like a second. And they didn't like that. And they told me once after... post-coital, as we say in the biz.
Post-nut.
They were like, please don't do drag again. Like, we don't like that. And I was like, what? And then my friend Rachel, who I was living with, she and I got drunk one night. I had just gotten a spray tan. I looked amazing. I looked very, very minion. And I wore some of her clothes, like overalls, not dresses, like a woman's overall and like no shirt and whatever. And I was like posing and drunk and whatever. And I took I put him up on Facebook as like silly stuff. Cause I was very skinny, I looked great. And one of them messaged me and was like, take these down, please. We don't like these. And I was like, no, 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 no. So I had sex with him one more time and I never went back. Yeah.
I'm glad that you stuck to your...
Well, I stuck to their penises one more time.
Did you do drag because of them? Or you just like, I happen to do drag?
I did drag because the spirit moved me.
Mm.
But no, I just, it just happened to be one of those things. And then, because I was young and in my 20s and I was stupid, I did kind of like question it. I was like, oh, maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Mm. Like maybe I'll never find another top that wants to bang my twink butthole. And then I realized the world is open. And then I found Curtis and we're very, very happy.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Thank you. Keep looking at your notes, hoping you'll jump in.
Oh. Okay, well, so the first two episodes are basically like, get to the opening. There's problems. It's not going to happen. It's not going to go great, but then it does go great. The opening goes great.
Of course.
Except for one tiny little hiccup. Oh, Naomi was 2 minutes late.
Yeah. I was really worried that Cameron would not get the salsa down. Did Cameron get the salsa down?
Oh, God. Well, she used the opposite foot. It was the opposite foot.
Oh, my God.
There are so many buffets there. She could have just gone and got salsa.
For the breakfast ones, for sure. Yeah. Because it's right next to the omelet.
I don't know. But she ended up being great. Of course. She's not a dancer.
But not a dancer.
Plus, you know, every 13-year-old used a fake ID to get into that casino to go to that show. Didn't care what the fuck they did. They could just come out and they'd be like, Gigi Good is life. And they'd be like, who's Gigi Good? Mm-hmm. We're shooting this a year ago. You know, it would have been very confusing for everyone involved.
You think it's going to get to the point where it's like, oh, they're making these live drag shows for children, and then like you're the grown ass adult in the audience, like,
why are these, I don't know what horny
means, but
it's in the program. They have a dictionary in the back, right, or a glossary.
I would just stand there with my arms crossed going, LOL.
LMFAOBRB, gonna snort some coke.
BRBGTG.
Right.
FYI, we didn't talk about, well, because there was the Naomi in Nebraska, and then, but that clip's been going around when Derek invites her boyfriend to come, and they had just had this fight.
The best part about that was, like, Naomi handled herself so well. She was the perfect kind of, like, beginner housewife, where she was, like, a little, she wasn't messy, but she was a little more firm than she needed to be, a little more overshare. Like, she didn't need to tell Nebraska, standing in the middle of the casino, I don't want to explore this any further. Like, we're good. I don't want to, like, yeah, but we're not going to go any further than this. Like, you didn't need to do that. You could have just been like, yeah, we're good. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And, like, walked away. But, so I liked that. But who killed me was Asia.
Yes, Asia jumped.
What happened? I think her role hit right at the perfect time. Because she was like, why are you here? Why are you here? And I was like, I'm Nebraska. But we did get the best line of the entire season. Go brush your hair.
Oof. Well, you know that's Derek's hair.
That is the same hair that Nebraska has worn since she became Nebraska.
Alaska gave her that one on the show.
It's the exactly same. But you can tell she keeps buying new wigs because she doesn't brush them. And she just makes them into the exact same style. Which, by the way, have you started that wig?
I'm starting it tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm starting it tomorrow.
Nebraska really has found her way into the franchise just by being adjacent to the drama. And now she is the drama.
Isn't that strange that she broke into the franchise, yes, initially through Alaska, but has become what we know her as by being represented by one of the worst drag queens in the franchise, and then being one of the worst hangers-on of the franchise.
Mm. The worst as in
makeup, hair, everything.
Oh.
Derek.
Oh. Well, you said it.
I did. I love Alaska. I think Alaska's amazing. Yeah. I don't think Alaska would have made Nebraska happen. No. Had she'd seen the future. Had she had a That's So Raven moment, it would have been shut down. Alaska would have said, this is not worth it. I need to leave this season. She would have quit drag altogether.
You know, she probably is like really wishing she hadn't given Nebraska her name.
Yeah.
She could not have known, though, that she would end up with Derek Barry and create whatever they've created.
Yeah.
The other one, though, the third person in the couple.
He minds his business.
He's cute.
He is.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I wonder what's happening. I wonder what his parents must have drowned.
Wait, speaking of them, did you...
Like, why are you making art silently? Like, are you fighting something? Talk.
Yeah.
Ugh, did you see their bed, though? I think that was a queen-size bed.
No.
I think that was a queen size bed for three people.
If I had to,
can I be honest?
Yeah.
If I ever do meet someone, it's separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I need my space.
Mm. I honestly don't think you have to worry about that.
Okay. You know what? We're going to move on. The next day, they have a press conference highlighting three of the
hottest newscasters. Did you see them?
Who?
They're, the next morning they had a press conference and they had like LA Weekly.
Was Anderson Cooper there?
It was the next...
No, he was busy being he was the mole.
He was doing the mole.
Actually, what was funny to me about the press conference was the fact that like Rue was in the middle and the person right next to her right-hand person, was Derek. Out of everyone.
How do you think... Okay, I don't want to be mean, but I'm gonna.
It's Patreon.
How do you think Derek got on this? Was it just because he was there in Las Vegas?
I think Derek performs, and I will say this, I think Derek performs a certain role in drag. Being the Britney impersonator, it's very Vegas. It's very much kind of what people are used to. None of the other queens deliver that kind of basic white bitch like desire in a Vegas show that she does. I think it was a kind of a safety measure having her.
And if you want something tacky, like the show itself is incredibly tacky. Like the lights are up and you see the workroom and it's RuPaul everywhere. It's, we made it. You're like, oh my God, what is this clownery we're about to watch?
And then Britney Spears, but like Britney Spears who got stung by a couple bees and had a stroke, she wanders in and you're like, oh, I get it.
Yes. Oh, okay. It's okay.
Oh.
Was that too judgmental?
Yeah.
Good.
It's Patreon.
We're messy.
Okay, good.
Don't, Patreon, please don't send this to RuPaul.
Don't.
After the press conference, they're working. It's Asia, Cameron, and Naomi working out. We found out about Asia's dad, which is very sad.
Yes.
But we also find out that she hasn't told her fiance about that. So I want to know, Darby, what secrets are you keeping from Curtis? Curtis, earmuffs.
Yeah, close your ears. It's oh God. Can I really, is this safe on Patreon?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I trust our patrons.
Okay, patrons.
Patrons, listen, don't be messy.
This is not something I've shared with Curtis, but I feel like I can absolutely share it with all of you. So something I haven't told Curtis yet is, my father, he's not actually racist. I just told you that because I wanted to distance myself from him because he's a better dancer than me. And I can't have that at my wedding.
Your father's Derek Barry?
Yes!
Oh, God.
Damn.
Oh.
JK. No, he's a racist. But I don't think I have any secrets. I'm one of those people, though, like, when you go on a first date, I go, so here's my trauma. Like, and my body does something really weird.
That's how you fart, right?
Yeah. I go, do you ever fart and a little more comes out? That's not how you fart?
Does your fart sound like it's asking a question? Because mine does all the time.
Because mine sounds like it's multiple people asking a question. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do you want to go on a second date to like a place where they serve dairy?
Oh,
what question are you hiding from a future loved one?
Huh?
That's her.
You have something.
Yeah, that's what she does when she's done.
I don't have it. No, I don't. I'm not. I'm currently single. So
really?
I'm not keeping secrets from anyone. I'm like you. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. So in the first grade, it's when it all started.
They're such long dates. I'm glad you.
I thought I was helping this. Actually, in the first grade, I did this girl Haley Huskey. I'll change her name, Bailey Buski. I really thought I was trying to help while she was giving a presentation facing us in front of everyone. I said, "Hey, your fly's down," and she cried, and I got yelled at.
Well, you have to do it delicately. Like, you have to, like, wink and then say, "Pss, pss, pss, pss. I can see your pussy."
Oh, no.
That's why I stopped teaching.
Darby, no.
Jail.
Ugh. I was just really bad at giving advice.
Clearly.
Miss Chan, what secrets are you hiding from your... future.
From a future lover. No, I feel like I'm pretty transparent too. I feel like that's just how gay people. I'm transparent.
Yes.
Well, we
my mode of transportation.
A lot of gay people grew up not having a realm of understanding of what a relationship
yeah.
is. So when we get
and to you're like, how do I relate to this person? Oh, if I like talk about my issues, they'll unveil theirs, and yeah. we'll bond through that, and then
over
we'll
coffee, talk.
Right?
I had a first date once with a guy. Well, no, I'm not going to describe it because I already have, I think. But I went on a first date. It was not going well. And we were at Starbucks. And I decided the best thing to do would be to just share a lot of weird sex stuff.
Oh.
And he was very, like, his personality was very low energy. And I was like, well, that's okay. I'll excite him by saying really weird stuff that I've been through sexually. And it didn't work. It didn't end up working out. I did go home with him, and we had really weird sex where he was trying to forget all the things I had told him about. And
how do you actively do that during sex?
Well, podcast listeners, you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm closing my eyes and I'm gritting my teeth and I'm going no. So anyway, yeah, he died in a car accident. No, I'm just kidding. He's alive.
Oh.
I was saying what I was wishing for him after.
No.
He's very attractive. He's fine.
Oh my goodness.
Just say he died. Oh, it's Vanjie.
It's Vanjie. Well, speaking of Vanjie, we do get a weird scene. She decides to go out with the thruple looking for love at Charlie's in Las Vegas.
Have you ever found love at Charlie's Chicago, either of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best.
Have you ever found like a one night love?
Oh, actually.
Why don't you cover one night?
Oh,
and snort?
I just had an itch. I wasn't doing coke. I was nowhere.
Actually, I forgot about this until just now. I did meet someone at Charlie's one time when I was a young baby gay, new to drinking.
Twink, twink, twink.
And I went home with him, and then his boyfriend was there, and I wasn't. So it was a secret surprise three situation.
Okay, Derek
One,
Berry.
One, two, three.
That's how I met Derek Berry.
Oh wow.
And it was pretty.
Charlie's
it was pretty
like
gross.
The go-to place of when I first moved to Chicago, the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus. After we would rehearse on Sundays, that's where everybody would go, and they'd do karaoke, and then they'd get really wasted, and they'd stay there till like 4 a.m. because it's like a late night bar. And one night, I didn't have to teach on Monday. The school was closed on Monday, so I went after rehearsal. I got wasted. I ended up sticking around and like dancing, which for me, dancing is hard because of my bones. Mm-hmm. And this guy that is very cute, but like super annoying, and I didn't like it at all. We ended up getting wasted, so I was like, come on home with me. Mm. Comes home with me, right? And I'm not one of those people that's like, it has to be big. Like, I think if you have an average-sized penis, it's fine. I think a little below average, totally fine. Like, just enjoy yourself. The size penis he had, it required a level of concentration. Perhaps a level of shallowness to your butthole.
Wait a minute.
It was so small.
Oh, I was like concentrating on
it.
Like,
it could have been.
I thought it was.
It could. That was such a roller coaster.
Many people. I think it's perfect for some people. But I was so. I didn't know what to do. And at one point he goes, okay, am I hurting you? And I was like, no, it's great.
Ow, baby.
It was truly like a tiny baby duck was inside.
Oh, yeah. Baby duck.
Like the bill of a baby duck. Baby
like my
duck.
No.
Okay, let's move on.
Oh my god. Well, Vandy
penis
gets mad.
Story.
Vanjie, the thruple sets her up to get lap dances from random guys mm-hmm. in the bar, and she's laughing the first couple times, and then she gets embarrassed and then angry. And then we have the scene where they go to make up, and Derek has invited one of the lap dancers
to brunch,
and then leaves. That was so awkward to watch.
Oh.
Derek Berry is a producer.
Yeah. Well, and I love that Vanjie's like, I'd like to meet someone, but I'm not desperate. And she's like, I need you to be at least as funny as me. And the other guy, and she's like, what's your favorite, like, do you like buildings? She's trying so hard to make
that
it
sexy
work.
Talk.
Well, she was, you could tell she was trying hard for herself because I think she already decided she didn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She didn't want him.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He did look like Lance Bass a little
bit. He was on TV.
He was having a good time.
Yeah.
We also have a weird scene where Evie strangely wanders into some other show with burlesque dancers.
Yeah, and they said, hey, do you want to come up on stage with the girls? And Evie's like, really? And I was like, you're at an empty bar while they perform and you're with a camera crew. You're shocked?
Yeah. And the absolute gall of that director to be like, excuse me, do you need to be here? Or whatever he said to her. The acting was very good, mm-hmm. I gotta say.
I was really on board for that.
It's fake?
No, it's all reality.
That was VH1. Fake, no. Huh?
It's VH1, you can't fake shitting on a staircase.
That is true.
And I've tried.
Oh my gosh. Then we get to, they need to let off some steam, and they do truth or dare with their dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you recognize that one dancer, one of the dancers?
The one that made out with Naomi?
The bald-headed one?
No, he was cute. There's one, his name is Dino, and he used to be in Magic Mike Live. And he used to, the very first time we performed a Sidetrack Night of 100, he was a backup dancer.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like a little twink back then, and then he moved to LA, and then he moved to, and now he's a Magic Mike / RuPaul's Drag Race dancer.
The only guy I've ever known whose name was Dino went on a Grindr date. He was in an open relationship, and he told his boyfriend, I'm going to go hook with this guy. And his boyfriend was like, okay, hello.
Oh, no.
He went on a Grindr date. They found his body in a dumpster.
Girl.
Like, under the stairs. Yeah, he was like this young twink. And I knew him because he was, like, going after this guy I was interested in when I lived in Louisville. And I ended up with a guy, and I was like, oh, I did it. And then he ended up with a hotter guy, and I was like, God damn it. And then he got murdered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you win.
There's a Crime Watch Daily on YouTube about it. It's sad. It's scary. Diana died.
Who?
Princess Diana.
On Grindr. No way.
She just couldn't be successful. She couldn't pick it. She was two verse.
Two verse. Oh my gosh.
Two verse. Decide.
Okay, speaking of picking stuff. It's a lot of segues. Yeah.
A lot of segues.
You're,
yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. They played Truth or Dare. They were having good fun. Naomi got to make out with that cute dancer,
cute.
Nick. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. She also kissed whose feet? Derek's feet?
Ew!
Was that gross?
But fun. I love to kiss Naomi Smalls.
Oh my God.
Right?
Stunning in and out of drag.
But I wonder if, like, because her lips are so gorge, and I don't have natural lips. I wonder if my face would just dissolve under actual. My face would be like, I don't know what these are. It would be gone. I would love to get. I want to get like lip injections, but I don't want to get lip injections that have been in the Chicago scene previously. You
know, like recycled filler.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like they're like, Doc, I don't need any this, and then they put it back into the like pool, and then they put it.
There's a TikTok where you put lash glue up above your lip, and then you put it up, and that'll give you a.
Let me see. Oh, okay, I see that for you.
I mean, you look crazy. I knew a girl. Actually, I knew a girl in middle school that used to do this. She would just hold it like this. And we'd be like, what are you doing? And she'd be like, I'm trying to make my lips bigger.
I wonder if there's got to be a way that podcast listeners, all of our fingers are in our mouths. There's got to be a way that, like, because I just want a top lip.
Oh.
And I don't want, like, a huge top lip. I just want a top lip that looks like a top lip. I wonder, there's got to be a doctor out there that can make that happen, right? I don't want big. I just want something where, like, if you saw me, you'd go, they can eat corn on the cob for sure. You know,
right.
Pull a little bit up here and up here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little plump.
You've got lips.
Have you? Have you ever?
No.
Those are all you?
These all me. Mm-hmm. It looks like this has been pumped, but no.
That's God.
Mm-hmm. That's God.
You have good lips.
Thank you.
Well, in the spirit of Truth or Dare, I thought we could play a little game.
Okay.
So, Chan.
I love games.
Truth or dare?
Oh my gosh. Dare.
Dare. I dare you, Chan.
Oh my god, don't be crazy.
To do an impression of Evie Oddly's laugh.
Oh, that's cute.
Add it to the list. That's good.
Is that good?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll put that on the list of impressions that we promise Messy Queens will be coming.
A year later. Veggie has to pay her landlord. I hate Silky. No.
Okay, Chad asked someone.
Okay, well, let's just keep this triangle effect going in the Bermuda. Truth or dare, Darb?
I mean, I'm so demure, so let's go truth.
Truth. Okay.
You can do yours, or you can do this okay. one.
Would you go see two? What does that say?
Would you go see this?
Would you go see this show and pay for it?
What are you gonna see, what show? The Las Vegas Drag Race.
Show. Oh, no. No. And honestly,
would you go if they comped you? If they comped
just
you?
The show?
Yeah.
No. No, I watched the show. I watched the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
But you don't want to see the musicals, the music numbers.
Oh, I watched season 12 and they did a couple numbers from the musical numbers.
Some cha-cha heels.
Wait, I want to ask my truth.
Do your truth. I'm sorry.
What's the nastiest thing you've ever done in drag? Just because I wanted the tea.
Oh!
What's the nastiest thing you've done in drag?
I would not go to that show if they paid me. The nastiest thing?
Second nastiest. Don't have to be the nastiest.
Curtis, are you listening?
The children are listening.
Oh, shit.
You have sharted a lot in your tights. But I don't think... That's not a secret.
No, not running down the line.
It's not a secret. And I did shart on somebody. What's the next question?
Oh, well, now you get to ask someone truth or dare.
Oh, perfect. Alexis, have you ever sharted on someone?
No, you have to ask me truth or dare. Do you know how this works?
Oh, Alexis. Truth? Have you ever sharted on someone? Truth or dare?
Do you want to...
Dare
you,
shart
wait.
On someone.
Yeah, I'll do your question.
Okay. Dare.
Dare. Were you having a seizure when you wrote this?
I was taking a nap and half reading and half watching.
Okay. Alexis.
Yeah, yes.
I dare you to prank call your mom.
My mom?
Yeah, I dare you to do that.
Okay.
I don't know, you wrote it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, I'm using my phone.
Using your phone.
I'm okay. using my phone to record.
Now, I dare you. To look me in the eyes for 30 seconds.
Oh, fuck. I forgot I wrote that.
What is that? How is that a podcast dare?
I'll make sure y'all are doing it.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
No, let's do it.
This is going to be very uncomfortable.
Okay. I don't blink. I'm very good at it.
For these 30 seconds, folks, just
yeah.
listen
will you
to time?
Your breath.
Will
go
you time?
In and out and let the thoughts travel
I'm
around
ready.
You. And practice compassion as those thoughts enter your brain.
Okay. Chan, will you narrate?
Yes.
Okay. And?
Let's talk about the thoughts that entered your mind. Going in and out.
Which eye am I looking at? The normal sized one?
Practicing compassion.
Oh, yeah, I guess you can't really do both at the same time. I'm looking at your this one. Left. My left.
Do you know women go back and forth when they look at eyes? But men stare at one and non-binary people stare at your soul.
They just stare
all right,
deep
we
in
have
there.
Three more seconds. 3, 2, 1, and that was 30 seconds.
That was 30 seconds?
Contact. Yeah.
It,
oh!
Honestly, it felt
time flies
much longer.
By.
It felt much longer.
You have beautiful oh. olivey eyes.
Thank you. And you have two eyes.
That's an exclusive Patreon.
Well, thank you, Alexis. That was amazing, dear.
You're welcome. Thank you all for... No, that's kind of... I mean, did any other standout moments happen for y'all in your hearts?
Oh, I did want to mention... Shout out to Derek Berry's gray polo shirt with the dragon patch on it. I saw that on her original season. It took me back to my middle school days when I had no idea what I wanted to wear. I was like, I have this in there.
She wore that on the show.
She wore that on the show. All she needed was a backpack that went all the way back.
Finish the look. That's your Halloween costume this
That'll
year.
That'll be my Halloween costume.
Wear it at home.
We'll do
head and a gray polo.
Yeah.
I have to say,
hello
to Asia. Asia is the best reality character we have on that show. When she stormed out of the Truth or Dare session.
Oh my gosh.
Derek was trying so hard to bring the drama. And like, she came to me. Naomi came to me because she was upset. No, she came to me because she was offended. And she was like, can I talk to her? And like, yeah, Naomi was pushing her a little, but not really. And Asia just said, no. She unzips her onesie, pulls it down, and goes, take my mic off. And I was like, welcome to reality TV.
Welcome.
I think she's killing it.
She's doing it.
Well, did y'all see the previews for next week?
Yeah.
She moves out of the dressing room.
But that's, I think Asia
knows.
I do think there's a little bit of reality because she does cry next week and like sob.
I mean, I think she's gotten emotional almost every single episode so far.
But I do see a little bit of producer head in her. Like, I think she's smart.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
The
yeah.
Well,
but she's doing it so well. I'm all in.
Meanwhile, Derek's like, oh man, Nick's texting me. I gotta go.
She came to me because she was offended. That happened. Yeah, she's not good. Well, and I love too that like Asia, she made it to the top four. She killed a bunch of butterflies. And then she hasn't been on All Stars or anything.
They didn't die.
She's created this like, she's the host of this show.
Yeah.
She's so...
I think she's having a lot of fun with it too.
Yeah.
Like she's so grown up, like she's been through so much. She's always had to be like a really tough person, and this is having a reality TV show and like cameras following her is just giving her a reason to just let go and follow whatever emotional impulse is there.
I don't know about the reality show, but my dream job is her job at the show.
Mm.
Sitting like hosting a show, sitting in a big hoop above with the mic, being able to like yell out. That is my dream job.
See, my dream is to do what Cameron's doing, just to step above ensemble, making salsa on
stage.
Don't use the opposite foot though. You got to use it's the right foot.
Yeah. Well, I don't do my feet with salsa. That's for wine. You know what I mean?
Salsa's
Thank you so much for listening to
IMHO. Yeah. This is the Patreon exclusive IMHO podcast. Thank you, ladies. Darby, thank you for having us in your home.
Yes, it's lovely.
Of course. Now, I think final thoughts. No, we had final thoughts. Cut that out. Write that down.
We've had quite the key.
So yeah. I think we should end the way we always end, with a song.
Yeah, of course.
So, 3, 2, 1.
Baggage into Sony.
Wheels. Some cha cha heels. Bye.